You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
Indigenous protests against fumigations in Paraguay. From time to time, the Paraguayan newspapers show photographs of peasants and indigenous camping in the squares of Asunción. The pictures are not big, and the stories that usually go with them are not long either. These stories explain the problem as a never-ending issue, and they show a conflict that lingers, that is there in plain sight. For a few days, the Uruguayan square of Paraguay's capital has been the site of a protest where indigenous communities from Canindú, San Pedro, and Caguasu departments participated. As the website explained, the native communities camping in the square are demanding the Institute of Rural and Land Development, or INDERT, to grant property titles over state-owned lands disputed by Brasiguayos, the way Brazilian landowners in Paraguay are called. These producers are closely related with the model promoted by the soil monoculture the peasant movements have exposed. Alcides Silva told Jacueque that the Brasiguayos do not respect the indigenous plantations and fumigate over their homes, causing serious health problems. Silva also said that they wouldn't leave the square until the INDERT grants them property titles, and said that they felt unprotected by the authorities since the large producers were not punished for their behavior. In a story published by Paraguayan newspaper Ultima Hora, an indigenous explained that they had fled their lands because they were being poisoned by the Brazilians. However, and despite this new report, the only answer to the repeated indigenous demands has been from the mayor of Asunción, Evany de Gallegos, who said that she is considering putting fences around the square to discourage demonstrations.
You're listening to Real World News.